When the world seems upside down, when circumstances are unexpected, and the darkness is getting darker, God's light inside you is growing stronger. Get wholly developed spirit, soul, and body, 12 audio messages by Kenneth Copeland, and be the person whose strong spirit stands firm and overcomes. When you mature in Christ, you walk in the wisdom of God to persevere through anything. Your spirit, soul, and body are made whole and complete in Christ. Learn to live separate from the chaos of the world and carry God's victory. All that you are is a new creation in Christ. Know your authority. Be full of faith and power. God made you in His image with everything you need for success, health, peace, and joy. Practice love. Grow your faith and become wholly developed, spirit, soul, and body. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Wholly Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body, on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. God desires for you to be complete and whole, lacking nothing. You can live an overcoming and prosperous life in these end times. Offers good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This is my wife, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons. And we know, without a shadow of a doubt, if you've been watching these broadcasts this week and last, you are getting stronger and stronger and stronger in the Lord. Your spirit is developing, and no matter what the devil throws at you, I was thinking about this. Whenever the devil tries to put the squeeze on people that have a strong spirit, the only thing that comes out is the Word of God. Praise
God. That's right. And when he's putting pressure on you, a strong spirit puts pressure back. It's like, some of those superhero things.
What is that? That's pretty good.
Yeah. You know, that you can emit a force. Mothers have that inherently.
Oh, absolutely.
It just comes.
Wives can do it too.
It's part of the equipment. I just. It freezes small dogs and children.
And husbands. Listen, these outlines are available to you on kcm.org/notes. And you can follow right along with us as we go through these messages together, because the goal that we have is to get stronger and stronger and stronger in spite of the times that we are living in right now, in spite of the end times that we are living in. Terry, go ahead.
Well, maybe this is the first broadcast you've joined us in this series, and so I want to just touch a little bit and remind us what we're talking about, even though we started a week and a half ago. You can go back and listen at kcm.org. You can listen to the past broadcasts. But we've touched on how Jesus tells us in his description of the end times, the end of the age, right at the time of his coming, he said, be sure that no one deceives you. Oh, if Jesus said you need to pay attention about deception, that's because there is a great power of deception. And without the power of God, you can't tell when you're deceived. How do you know if you're deceived? You don't know you're deceived until revelation comes to you, realize it. So I wanted to especially point out something, though, in 2 Timothy 3, chapter 1, through verse 1 through 5. I saw something in this today that I hadn't really thought of until now. Know this, Paul said, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Amplified says, difficult and hard to bear. For men will be lovers of selves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers. You know, I think in the Amplified, it might say foul. I've never heard such commonality of foul language. Just abusive, rebellious, nasty mouth, and it's common. Used to, that kind of exemplified a certain kind of people. Now, it's like common conversation to be foul-mouthed, rebellious, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slandering, no self-control, brutal, I heard a woman the other day bragging on how many abortions she had had because she loves to kill babies. Can you imagine that? Despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. So being self-righteous and thinking in their own minds, making excuse. Christians do this as well. We've all been guilty of it, finding an excuse in our, for ourselves to be one or more of these at times, but denying the power of God. This, what caught my attention, there is a strong pull in society. There's a strong pull in every way to pull you over, whether it's to be greedy, proud, self-indulgent, rebellious to parents. You know, the cool language of the day, the way clothes are designed, the way people wear them, the conversation, the way this, the presentation of everything has a strong pull to pull you over into that kind of mentality and character and to drag you down. And it's deadly. It's costly. It'll cost you your faith. But how do you pull against it? It's like an old science fiction, George, where that you see like a spaceship mm-hmm. and they'll lock in on something.
Oh.
Yeah. How does that sound? How does a tractor beam sound?
Oh, it's like.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And, it, and when it locked, but a strong tractor beam, it pulls you where you don't want to go. But the faith of God, when it's strong, Hollywood is not calling. But when the strong spirit resists the pull, in fact, then begins to push back against that pull and rescues people that have been pulled away. And that's what we're talking about, is not being sucked in to the world's thinking, their mm-hmm. ways, their standards, their priorities, and the pit that it's all, that it will drag you into.
Right.
So
right.
Today, we're talking about something a little different about how to build a strong spirit. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we talked about diet and eating the word.
Yeah, we were comparing between the spirit and the body. What makes the body strong? And it's diet, exercise, and rest. And those three same things make the spirit of man strong. The diet being what we eat as far as the word is concerned, exercise, and rest. We were reading from 1 Timothy 4:6-9, just talking about staying spiritually fit and how important that is to where if you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you shall be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto you have attained. Words of faith will nourish you. They will strengthen you. They have the proper nutrients in them for the spirit man to get stronger, to get rooted, to get grounded, to get to a place where you are so anchored in the Word of God that nothing moves you, nothing shakes you. And you can be like that individual in the 112th Psalm, that evil tidings may come, but you're not moved. None of these things move me. You become rock solid in the Word of God. And it comes through those three things, diet, exercise, and rest. Feeding on the Word will strengthen your spirit. Matthew 4:4, Amplified Classic. Man shall not live and be upheld and sustained by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. And then Psalm 119:28 in the Amplified Classic. Raise me up and strengthen me according to the promises of your word.
Yeah, and what you eat matters. It's not, spiritual candy will not strengthen you. Mm-hmm. You know, you can, if you mm-hmm. just, if all you ever hear is what you might call just a feel-good message, well, we love preaching the good news of the gospel. God wants us blessed to prosper spirit, soul, and body. He wants us to be well-equipped and well-provided for in every area. We believe in that. We are criticized for how much we believe that. But what we're not saying is that all of that is just going to fall on you And you can live like you want to and act like you want to and not have any, if the messages you hear are not telling you, as you said, sound doctrine, mm-hmm. faith messages, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. it just can be spiritual candy, lightweight, fluffy stuff. And that will only take you so far.
You know, Terry, you and I, because of the calling that we have here, the responsibilities that we have as not only senior pastors of EMIC, but also CEO and chief visionary officer of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I mean, we're responsible for the entire entity right up to the throne of Kenneth and Gloria.
Kenneth and Gloria, right.
Well, it's important for us that we stay focused on the mandate that we've been given. And what we do is, I mean, we hear other preachers and other people talk, but what we really have to focus on is this message of faith. I mean, we hear messages on love, but it's all connected to the message of faith that we have. We hear others, but we all come back around. We both come back around to hearing Brother Copeland and to hearing Brother Hagin.
And Jerry Savelle.
And Keith Moore and Nancy Dufresne.
And I like what Nancy says. She said, it's okay to eat out once in a while, but if you want to stay strong, you got to have good home cooking.
Yeah.
And so that's why we focus on that. And like you said, there are other things that we eat as well. But there are times when you've got to really analyze your spiritual diet and say, am I eating just fast food? Am I trying to grow on Instagram, you know, or am I taking time to really ingest the Word of God? And we need to move along to this next part, or we'll get off on that.
Exercising your faith will strengthen your spirit. 1 Timothy 4:7-8 in the New Living Translation. Don't waste time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales. Spend your time and energy in training yourself for spiritual fitness. Physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is much more important, for it promises a reward both in this life and the next. So this is not throwing away physical exercise. As a matter of fact, the more you develop spiritually, the more important your physical exercise will be. But you can't just rely on physical exercise in order for your spirit life to be developed and spirit man to be able to walk in a place of strength.
It's the spirit that sustains the body. Not the other way around.
Exactly.
And if you try to do natural things to replace spiritual things, mm-hmm. it will come up short every time. It can't be done.
And that's why when I'm even driving to the gym, when I come out here to work out, I'm listening to the Word. I'm either listening to the Word or I'm listening to my power confessions that I recorded, or I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. I'm doing that all the way out to the workout because I know how important it is that my spirit man be strong. And that's what happened. That's what happened with Brother. Well, we need to move along, I guess. So go ahead.
Is it my turn? No.
No, it's my turn.
It's still your turn.
Developing a strong spirit. I had something I wanted to say, but we can't say it.
Oh.
Developing a strong spirit. It was really good, too.
Go ahead. I give you permission.
No, that's right. Developing a strong, it'll come up later.
Okay.
Developing a strong spirit will come by spiritual activity, reading, studying, confessing, praying, praising, rejoicing, giving, and most especially by standing by faith and in faith.
Yeah, everything that you do, you should be, all those things, of course, all of those things, you can just do them physically. You can give money, but have no spiritual force behind it. You can say, praise the Lord, but have no real spiritual dedication behind it. But when we engage and become really aware of our inner man and do things on purpose because it is a response to the Word. And the Spirit of God is involved. When you're doing something to be engaged with Him, it's spiritual exercise. It's like working out. That's one part of it. Mm-hmm. Especially then when you're doing those things against opposition. So when you don't want to get up and pray. This morning, I woke up early. I woke up so early, it was almost yesterday. It just barely was today. And you know,
I woke up so early, it was almost yesterday. I've never heard that before.
Do you want to stitch that on a pillow?
I'm thinking about it right now. So, on your pillow.
On my pillow. Anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
But you know what? I laid there a while. I just laid there thinking, oh, I'll go back to sleep. And I lay there a little longer, and then a little longer. My mind's doing this. My mind's doing that. I thought, you know what? This is a waste of time. So I got up, put on my robe, brushed my teeth. And what did I do? Began to spiritually exercise. Started to pray, walking the floor, praying and praising and fellowshipping with the Lord. See, that was going against something. That was going against what I would prefer. Okay? So it was not just that I was praying, just that I was fellowshipping, just that I was praising the Lord, but I was doing that against my flesh and against the normal expectation. And because of that, it starts to work spiritual muscle.
And you didn't want to be alone, so you came in at 4:45 and woke me up.
That's because you said to.
I know, but still.
Tell all my secrets.
Yeah.
I was nice about it.
So all that amounts to doing what?
I don't remember. Where were we?
It's your turn right there.
Oh, am I sitting? Okay. So this is how... I forgot what I'm doing here. Okay.
So we must be doers of the word.
We got to help each other here. I've been up a while. Okay. So you have to be a doer of the word
That's
of
right.
God.
Now read the scripture that
you're
supposed to
very
read.
Much. Praise the Lord.
It's right there.
Right here in James chapter 1.
I like bossing her around every once in a decade.
Once a decade. Okay. All right.
Okay.
James 1:21.
Go.
Right here it says, doers, not hearers only.
Right.
Therefore, James 1:21, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness. Lay aside everything. Lay aside. Put it aside. And receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. That's the part. With your mind, he says, focus, receive with meekness. What does that mean, with meekness? To humble yourself before the Lord and say, I'm not going to do what I want. I'm not going to do just what my flesh or my desires are. I'm going to receive from the word of God. But then he has a warning in verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Aha! Back to what Jesus said, take heed that you be not deceived. You know, the worst person to be deceived by is yourself, because you can help it, you know?
Right.
You can't help what other people do, but you can help yourself. Don't be deceived. Don't deceive yourself that thinking that because you heard it, that that's doing it. Nor should you think that saying it alone is doing it. And we'll see later that speaking faith is part of doing, but to say something without backing it up with actions. You know, we've seen a lot of marriage situations and pastoring in many years, and what is really a death nail to a marriage is when one of the couples thinks that saying I love you means that you do, but absolutely do not show it in any way. In fact, all the actions be counter to what was said. And he says here, you can't just be a doer. You can't just be just a sayer. That's all talk and no action. Be a doer. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. He observes himself and he goes away, but he immediately forgets what kind of man he was. You know, my dad uses this example. It's kind of an exaggeration, but it gets the point across. He said, you look in the mirror, maybe men, you're shaving, women, you're fixing your hair and your makeup, whatever, and you look and get it all done and you walk away. But if someone was to walk up to you and say, how long is your nose?
Mm.
Well, you wouldn't. I don't know. Or what's that spot on your face? Spot? I didn't know I had a spot. You look, but then you walk away, and how easily we forget. How easily we just have a general idea. But where's the detail? Where's the detail? Drawing from the Word of God and seeing to doing it meticulously. He says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, that's the scripture, and he continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Anyone among you thinks he's religious, but he doesn't bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, that one's religion is useless. That's what I'm talking about, is somebody who just talks about, I'm a Christian and I'm a believer. And I've talked to somebody not too long ago, and they were just, boy, just a preaching to me and do things by God and His Word, and it's this, and it'll do and that, and you and just giving me a good message. But their life doesn't show it.
Right.
Their life isn't a display of those things that they've learned. So if it's the Word isn't implanted, and how do you get something to plant? How do you become rooted and grounded in the Word? By doing it and doing it and going back to find out how to do it better and how to do it more. He says, the religion before God is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and keep oneself unspotted from the world. So that's, in other words, it's not just saying it, it's doing it. It's showing love to others, and it's using, being on purpose, making a choice and a decision, I'm not going to act like the world, mm-hmm. look like the world. Mm-hmm. Wow, our time has gone fast today.
It has.
I apologize. Really? I talk too much today.
No, you don't. No.
Really?
I love to hear you talk.
Oh.
I was just sitting here, just enjoying you speaking.
Basking in the sound of my voice.
In the sound of your voice. You know, you were talking right now about being a doer of the Word. The first thing I ever did being a doer of the Word was to get saved. To receive Jesus as my Lord. That was...
Tell that testimony, just a little bit about the... You just saw your friends getting saved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
David McDermott.
Yeah. This was during the Jesus movement. And I was 18 years old, and I was watching all of my friends get saved. It was amazing what was taking place. All these people that had nothing to do with me in high school, they were all getting saved. And I was home by myself one time,
and they were different towards you.
They were different. Yeah, they were acting differently, and I thought this must be real. So I finally made that decision. I said, Lord, if this one can get saved and that one can get saved, I can get saved too. And so I did. And I stood at the top of my parents' stairs in their house, and I said, Jesus, come into my life. That was it. That was all I said. And I literally felt a wind blow at that moment through me. There was a change that took place. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was happening, except all I knew was I was making Jesus the Lord of my life, and I was obeying Romans chapter 10, 9 and 10, and asking Him to be my Lord. And you know, you can do the same thing. Absolutely the same thing. I know there are people that are watching us that you've just stumbled across mm-hmm. this broadcast, and you're hearing us talk, and for some reason or another, you're connecting to it. You're kind of enjoying it. You may not be a religious person, or maybe you don't even go to church, but you know there needs to be a change in your life. You know something has to happen because there are things going on in your life right now that are beyond you, and you know it, and you're overwhelmed. And now is the time for you to make Jesus the Lord over your life and receive Him as your Savior, the one who rescues you. Some of you need to be rescued right now. So you can be just like me. If I can get saved, if she can get saved, you can get saved. It's so, so easy. You want to go ahead and lead them in this?
Yeah, just know this, that the word salvation from the original Greek that it came from it means more than just saved from hell. But brother, if that's all it was, that's worth it all.
Yeah.
But it means saved, delivered
yes.
from anything you need to be delivered yeah. from. Fear, anxiety, sickness, disease, poverty. He's got a way to get you out of that.
Yeah.
And when you let
yeah.
Jesus be Lord, he said, my sheep know my voice and I always lead them out. So we want to pray this prayer together and lead you in this.
Thank
Maybe you want to put your hand over your heart. Maybe
Thank
you just want to just recognize this inner person and just say this out loud, because Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, if you will believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and confess or speak with your mouth that he is Lord, you will be saved. You will be. So
yes.
let's pray this together. Oh God in heaven.
Oh God in heaven.
I do believe. That Jesus is the Son of God.
That Jesus is the Son of God.
He came on my behalf.
Died on my behalf.
And you raised him from the dead. And he is inviting me. Into the family of God. I want to be in the family of God. Jesus, be my Savior.
Be my Lord.
I give my life to you.
I receive your life.
Into me.
Fill me.
With the Holy Spirit.
Lead me.
Teach me.
Guide me.
And I will have a hunger for your word.
And fellowship with you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And to help you in this walk with the Lord, I tell you, this book, this is an amazing book. It's really five small books put in one.
It is.
And this is what it's about. Welcome to the family. God's will is the Holy Spirit. Now are we in Christ Jesus, the force of righteousness and love, the secret to your success. You read this and begin to be a doer of this. Ooh, look out. I tell you, that's what'll come out. Hallelujah. Praise God. And stay with us watching the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Yeah.
And let this Word of God strengthen you in your inner man. You can go to kcm.org and get this and see the other free products that we have and a lot of great supplies to strengthen you in your faith.
So, until we join you again tomorrow, remember this. God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.